Hello, my name is Rory St. John. Welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. On March 24, 1989, the worst oil spill in a U.S. territory begins when the supertanker Exxon Valdez, owned and operated by the Exxon Corporation, runs aground on a reef in Prince William Sound in southern Alaska. An estimated 11 million gallons of oil eventually spilled into the water.
Aha! I've finally stolen the Exxon Valdez. Where shall I take this?
Al, we got the oil. Let's go quickly so they do not catch us. Hurry, hurry, hurry!
Do you know how to drive this?
No, but I think this button that says fast will make it go quicker.
Yes, let's spice this. Yeah, we're going very fast now.
This is the fastest oil I have ever stolen.
Look out for the reef!
Oh,
hey.
Ah! Oh my God, there's oil spilling out of the boat!
Oh hey, free oil.
And of course, all of the native Alaskans whose property the oil spilled upon were arrested for stealing. Keep in mind, you shouldn't take what doesn't belong to you. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.